I don't know about you, but I find it hard to change my own entrenched bad habits. In fact, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, it's nigh on darned impossible. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. That presents us with something of a problem, because God's word is full of commands to live a good life. Take this one, for instance, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind and loving to each other. Forgive each other. Now, you can't argue with that. If you want to live a good life, if you want your life to shine the light of God's love into this world, if you want to be a faithful ambassador of Christ, then of course you have to be kind and loving to those around you. Of course you have to forgive them, not just once, but as Jesus said, over and over again. But come on, be honest. When someone does something stupid or hurts you or stabs you in the back or just snaps at you, how easy do you find it to be kind and loving? How easy is it to forgive them yet again? What we need is a reason to be kind, loving, and forgiving in the heat of the moment. What we need is the power. So let me give you the whole of that verse, including the power bit at the end. Be kind and loving to each other. Forgive each other the same as God forgave you through Christ. The enormity of what God's done for us, forgiving us through the suffering of Jesus in paying the price of our sin on that cross, is utterly mind-blowing. He is the reason. He is the power. Let Jesus transform you. That's God's word fresh for you today. Friend, I know that God wants to make a powerful difference in your life this year. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Promises You Can Depend On. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.